cannot sustain it. Which it's, and I will be doing this next week. I am so sorry. I hope that you forgive me for my lapse. It has been a each week. Each week I think it can't get worse, and it gets worse. You know, the not having a moment when I'm not having to feel unwell because of the pressure from the mucus buildup. And I want to mention that it isn't just if you see someone with a swollen face and they are in that high-risk category. It's also if you see balance problems or someone walking with a cane who didn't before, because this, it stiffens the muscles, and the swelling in the head causes balance problems. So there's a number of symptoms, I think, to look for. And if you see this in someone who does not fit within that artificial scheme of that they are crafting, that illusion of the rule of the best, a society of only the best. And this is so hard for us to accept, that such people exist and that they rule, that they are in charge and have been running all of us into the dirt intentionally. If it were not for Alice Miller, it would be impossible to grasp. And as I've said before, this is why they get away with it. It is so key that we begin planning, developing, creating our own things, our vision of what we want. And particularly here in the U.S., when we have the right to pursue happiness, and it cannot be suppressed without the entire state facing complete delegitimization. And I'm sort of trying to figure out as we speak whether I should turn to Alice and repeat my commentary next week. I'm thinking that might be the best way to go. I'll read a little bit of Alice, since I want to make sure we have her in our hearts and heads for the coming week. And then I think we'll have to accept that this show did not go well. Turning to Alice, our Alice Miller readings. How are we to explain the fact that in spite of growing psychological awareness in the last decades, 2/3 of the people polled in Germany still believe that corporal punishment is necessary, good, and right for children? And what about the remaining 1/3? How many of the parents among them feel compelled to strike their children against their better judgment and in spite of their good intentions? This situation is understandable if we take the following points into consideration. 1. For parents to be aware of what they are doing to their children, they would also have to be aware of what was done to them in their own childhood. But this is exactly what was forbidden them as children. And my comment, it seems to me, and we should discuss it, that our reenactments, and this is all, we're thinking this through as we do it. So I'm putting these out there as questions, as possibilities. Not at all certain we need such reenactments, but what I was thinking then, that our reenactments in our quote-unquote analytic self-creation process, because this is that part of our work together, which is about getting big. I mean, all of it is about getting big, that they cannot control us. When we grow our spirit, our soul, our hearts beyond containment. And so at this moment, I'm envisioning three or four major components of our self, our holistic self-defense practice. I'm certain there will be community education and the involving the key concepts for exorcising that state in us and for understanding the story of class that we've been discussing in these Raise Up Love series of shows. And that our grounding ourselves as we do this education, as we create this education that we want to do, will also be incorporated in our movement, that there will be an actual movement component in which we simultaneously voice some of the key concepts. And that there another, the third key aspect I'm seeing right now, absolutely essential, organizing for global general strikes. And then lastly, figuring out how to get land for Earthships. Land that is probably city-owned, abandoned, that simply requires the pressure of numbers to turn it over to community responsibility and caring. And that on this, on small plots like this, we can begin to model what our future looks like in micro. And that in all four of these key components, we are going to be getting big. We are going to be growing ourselves, and that means there will be work we do collectively, but the majority of the work I think will be as individuals, will be our practice for getting big. And this is partly to sort of sort out, because it's a new practice, the best way to accommodate and adjust for false folk, because that will be there. And the moment we begin putting out events and things that are collective efforts, that is sort of those are danger spots that we need to be aware of for folk who are not authentic to sort of intervene and undermine and misrepresent what is being done and advocated for. And then the fifth, I should have added, would be pursuing our right to organize a referendum on our right to pursue happiness, to call the question here in the U.S.